Welcome to the Ugly Truth.
Step one, train the people only to consume. Step two, infiltrate adults with the news. Step three, indoctrinate the children through the schools and the music and the apps on the phones that they use. Step four, separate the right from the left. Step five, separate the white from the black. Step six, separate the rich from the poor. Use religion and equality to separate them more. Step seven, fabricate a problem made a lie. Step eight, put it on the news every night. Step nine, when people start to fight and divide, take control. This is called situational design.
Situational design. Did you catch those last words? We usually have our music right after that. It says, "You can't stop us." Well, it's only if we band together and fight for the truth against all these lies that and all the evil out there that we can stop it. So we appreciate Tom McDonald and the message that he has there at the beginning of our show. Mm-hmm. Tom McDonald is a patriot. He's actually from Canada, but he has migrated legally down to the United States and is now a resident of Los Angeles, where he has been making music as an independent artist now for about 8 years and really blown the lid off of things in the last four. Nationally known, number one artist on many genres, on Billboard's number one hits, as well as on iTunes and YouTube and all those different platforms. Check out Tom McDonald just by name. You can type him in or visit his website at hangovergang.com. I just want to do that because we love what Tom's message is and we appreciate him sticking his neck out there for these kids and for the truth, because that's what this segment is about. Yep. We are willing to go to battle for these children and for the injustices of the world. Mm-hmm. We know we can't solve every problem, but for those innocent ones, we want to do everything possible. And we're not sitting on the sidelines like Struggle Jennings said. We are not. We're here to tell you about the ugly truth, hard to listen to, but impossible to ignore. And tonight, there's something that you cannot ignore, and that is the AI, the dangers of AI. And I'm not talking about artificial insemination.
Right, which is what we're hearing a lot of this weekend.
Of course, we're at an agricultural show. We are ag trade show, we market for ag trade shows. Mm-hmm. We've been helping our friends at Star Expos, Darren and Tana Dale, and you know, they are also truth tellers and truth seekers. So on this program, we're going to tell you the truth about AI. It's not in the ag world of artificial insemination. We're actually talking about in the digital world of artificial intelligence. I say that way because it's fake.
Yep.
And you can just duplicate it. And sometimes it's not perfect and it's unpredictable and it's dangerous. And there are a lot of things going on. So let's dig into this article and talk about some thing that has to do with a way that they're using AI to really damage people's lives and even, well, just listen in. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Vishing is what you've written about here tonight.
Yes.
It's voice phishing, and phishing, P-H-I-S-C-H-S-H-I-N-G. Phishing is the art of scamming or faking a phone number or hoaxing someone into believing that you're somebody that you're not. In this case, vishing is voice phishing, which is a type of phishing attack that involves defrauding people over the phone or internet by enticing them to divulge sensitive information. The goal is often to gain access to the victim's bank account, but not always. It can be even deeper and darker than that.
Right.
Generative AI tools can create image, video, and voice replicas of real people saying and doing things that they never would have done. I'm serious. You could fake anything now. Nothing can be deemed genuine. The next genius, the next millionaire, billionaire is going to be one who figures out how to filter through and detect a fake video from a real one.
Yes, I think so too.
That's going to be one of these. And these tools are becoming increasingly easy to access and use. They can perpetuate, intimidate, and abuse. Even revenge porn can be created. Unbelievably disruptive democratic processes can be upset. It's so many possibilities here.
Right. We talked about this a little bit in one of our other articles. I don't know if we ever actually put it on a podcast, but we talked about the AI family emergency scam.
Oh, that's right. Remember? This was on our scanner page.
It was.
Right. One of the police departments brought our attention to this artificial intelligence scam where people would, you know, be a relative calling in distress, saying that they needed help or needed money or needed rescue.
Right.
That's a serious one.
Right.
That's a common story.
Right. Your grandfather receives a call late at night from a person pretending to be you. The caller says that you are in jail or have been kidnapped and they need money urgently to get you out of trouble. Perhaps they even bring a fake police officer or a kidnapper on to heighten the tension.
Wow.
The money should be wired right away to an unfamiliar account in an unfamiliar bank.
Wow. There's a lot of red flags there, don't you think, folks?
Well, it sounds like it, huh?
Here's another report of the same type of story. And actually, before we say that, should we tell the story about our customer from Berlin?
Oh, yeah.
We had a website customer. It wasn't really her.
Right.
Okay. Email us or text us. And
it was email.
It was email. Say, I'm stuck in Berlin. I know you kids. I shouldn't ask you for this, but I can't contact anybody else. And I just need to get a couple $100. And what? You're stuck in Berlin. You lost your passport. What? Hold on. First of all, this wasn't a family member. It was just a kind of a distant, in fact, website customer in another town.
Right.
We have never met face to face. So it was obviously a scam, but it made us laugh. And we had to call the customer right away and say, hey, are you in Berlin? Because, boy, I'll send you some money if you need to. And she laughed. No, I'm not in Berlin. I'm fine.
Well, scammers are now reportedly experimenting with a way to further heighten the panic by playing a simulated recording of your voice.
Ooh.
So here's another report of the same type of story. And it's just a link. I wasn't going to go through the whole story, but you can read this story about these bad men have me. And she believed that her daughter's voice was cloned in this fake kidnapping.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And she thought she was talking to her daughter.
Right. Oh, is this that article from Melanie Standiford? Midwest Melanie? She shared this story. This is actually a personal story.
Right.
As a child, she says, my mom thought of unique ways to protect my sisters and me. This is, again, Melanie Standiford from Midwest Media by Melanie talking here. She said, I grew up in Wellfleet, Nebraska, which by all intents and purposes then and now should be one of the safest and most boring places on earth to live. And while that may be true, my mom was prepared. We could not randomly walk around town. After all, Highway 83 runs from Canada to Mexico in one way or another, and she always said, if we were kidnapped, we could be halfway to Texas before anyone missed us. And that was the 80s, mind you.
Well, her mom was ahead of the curve there.
And there was the lake. No swimming at the lake in Wellfleet, where you can't see your hand in front of you underwater in this murky place. We felt overprotected and bored. Now, all these years later, my mom is gone, but I still feel her love. It was boring, and that was before the internet. Fast forward to 2024, and add in that at the high rate of human trafficking and scammers, what a mess!
Mm-hmm.
I have a scary... Oh, I'm sorry. Are you going to take that part? Go ahead and take that part.
I have a scary story to share with you from right here in Nebraska that happened this week. One of my followers had to quickly decide how to respond when she got a call from a man with her own daughter's voice being used during the call.
Mm-hmm.
So brace yourself. This is not only a sophisticated artificial intelligence scam, but it's terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
An AI scam call used the girl's voice to call the mother to tell her mom that she had been hurt in an accident.
Believable.
Yes, especially if they're driving age.
Yeah.
Right? Then a man came onto the phone and told the mom he was a police officer. He informed the mom he was with the daughter. He told her the daughter had been hit by a car and was injured. He asked about other medical issues and informed the mom that they were at Axes and Aces, further making the mom believe that the man on the phone, because I guess she must have frequented that place, right?
Oh, she knew that place, okay.
During the call, the mom says she could hear her her daughter crying and saying, I just want my mom. Please get my mom. Then the caller, the man on the phone, told the mom he was a member of a cartel in Nebraska and they had her daughter and he demanded money.
Just switch the
He switched the whole story on her.
Just like, yeah, she's going to cry. I'm going to tell you the deal.
Wow.
So the mom went to the first place she could stop and borrowed a phone to call 911, and a sheriff's deputy came to her. The mom goes on to explain that the deputy was very helpful and they found her daughter at home, safely sleeping. But the details of knowing the familial connection, where the daughter worked, and have a recording of her daughter's voice is very concerning.
Mm-hmm. The caller's number was traced to Lexington, and this has been reported to the FBI. In another instance, several months ago, a good friend of mine messaged me asking to borrow money, which was out of character. Mm-hmm. I immediately knew that it was a scam until she FaceTimed me. It was her face talking to me, asking to help her out. We talked to each other, yet it was not her. It was AI using her likeness.
Ah, and there, I think we have some ways to detect that, right?
Right.
Do you have that in here? Folks, the time has come where the future is now, and the fear of this is real. I mean, there's a lot of things that we tell you not to fear, but this one's you need to be aware of. Deeply concerned about this one. I'm not wanting to invoke hysteria, she says, but conversations need to happen. Families need code words.
Mm-hmm.
Make a secret word with your kids or loved ones or something that only you know to indicate if it's really you or not. Have conversations that will protect you and those you love. These scams are off the charts sophisticated, and it is only going to get worse.
It's sad that we can't randomly walk around Wellfleet or any small town or trust a stranger on the phone.
But we can't.
We can't.
Mm-mm.
Now, I put a couple of videos in here, but because of our connection, I'm not going to play them. But I want you guys to go to this article.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to go ahead and play through these videos that are in it so that you get the full feel of what we're talking about here. But let's just continue reading, okay?
Yeah, because I came up with some materials here from a couple of different sources.
Mm-hmm.
We always encourage folks to get more than one resource. So we have some personal stories there from Melanie. But we also want to get some other different resources in here. So from another source here that I'll probably have down at the bottom, I'll tell you who they are.
Well, let's the scam watch up there is actually linked to the page that that came from.
Yeah, so let's can we mouse over it to see who that was? And that would be newschecker.in. All right, so what's the whole hubbaboo around this stuff? Well, this is how deep fake phishing works. The bad actor researches the targeted organization, identifies a trusted authority figure, and collects samples of their voice. For example, from online videos, voicemail greetings, covert recordings, anything. Step two.
The voice cloning. The bad actor feeds the audio samples into an AI algorithm that learns to mimic the trusted authority figure's voice.
And for free. I mean, these things are everywhere, these tools, right?
Yes.
And step three, the phishing call. The bad actor calls a colleague of the trusted authority figure using a spoofed phone number and controls the synthetic voice with the keyboard. He actually types what to say.
And then step four is the fraud. The bad actor manipulates the phone call recipient into releasing sensitive data or money.
Mm-hmm. And if they're, you know, have somebody in trouble, a lot of times they'll just say, well, if you can just send me this money, I can help them out and get them out of trouble.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Or even worse, it might be an actual kidnapping where they're demanding money and it's real. So you don't know what's real and what's fake anymore.
Right.
So how to understand if you're talking to a deep fake scammer? This is what's important. To find out what are these signs that'll help us identify these fakes. I think this first one's really good, speaking of video.
Right. Video zooms in on the close-up of the person's face. The background is extremely blurred, while the caller's face is unnaturally bright.
I think you'll see this in our video example, because I saw something with that. It's very easy to spot. It looks like somebody really did an elementary job of doing a cut and paste out of somebody's head and, like, stuck it on a black screen and it's popping out at you. It just doesn't look right.
Hmm.
And the background is extremely blurred, like she said, and the caller's face is unnaturally bright. But also the calls are short because they're typing,
mm-hmm.
drop often. Oh, sorry about the connection. And last only for seconds.
Hmm.
And they're usually in English.
Right, because I found that deep fake technology is advanced enough to mimic the vernacular languages and dialects in English. Not necessarily in other languages.
Yet. They'll get there.
Right, they'll get there. Most people who are targeted are usually upper middle class retired English speakers.
Okay.
And it's always a good idea to be safe and ensure that one is not hoodwinked by these scammers under any circumstances.
Mm-hmm. But there's always going to be those cases when you might be struck by an AI scam.
Right.
So what do we do? Immediately inform the National Cybercrime Reporting Portal. 1930.
Oh, is that a number you dial?
I don't know if that is or not. That's what it says on this chart here. But we'll look that number up for you and have it in the bottom of the article for the National Cybercrime Reporting Portal.
Then you need to immediately register a complaint at the local cyber police station.
Or your regular police station if you don't have a cyber police station.
Like a cyber police station?
Yeah, or you just go online. Maybe that's what they mean.
Oh, maybe.
Because you can lodge complaints a lot of times online for police. And contact your local bank and keep them apprised of the matter.
Well, obviously.
It's usually a banking scam.
Right. And then warn others not to entertain any calls or texts from this unknown number claiming to be from you.
Hmm. So many uncontrollable things. But why is legislation important? The law. Why is it important to regulate these cybercrimes associated with AI? Many argue that the creation of tools as powerful as AI without adequate safeguards leaves avenues open for cybercrime to take on a larger scale. Like Pavan Dugal, the AI law expert and advocate, says cybercrimes with artificial intelligence as the modus operandi are becoming the preferred model for scammers who are making creative use of AI for financial fraud. It's everywhere.
It is. And it's really sad that people still get scammed. I remember it used to be grandma used to get calls and get scammed, right?
Yeah, it can be anybody now.
Right.
Because this AI makes you look absolutely genuine.
It does.
Well, except for these things that we've pointed out. So you can spot the differences, but I'm sure it's going to get better and better. So just watch out, people.
It will.
Be ready to call your loved ones back immediately and use a code word and all that kind of stuff.
Right. So the FBI shared some tips on how to avoid getting scammed.
Okay, good.
All right. So let's talk about how we can avoid not getting sucked into something like this. First of all, don't post information about upcoming trips on social media.
Yeah. When you're in business, that's a tough one.
Right.
So they're talking mostly about personal.
It gives scammers a window to target your family.
Mm-hmm.
If you're up in the air, your mom can't call to make sure you're okay.
Ah.
That's
so
a good point.
So when you're separated from your family.
Yes,
right. Yeah.
When you're separated.
If you get such a call, buy yourself extra time to make a plan and alert law enforcement. Write a note to someone else in the house and let them know what's going on. And then call someone, Johnson said.
Mm-hmm.
This is the FBI agent Johnson we're quoting here.
Right. If you're in the middle of a virtual kidnapping and there's someone else in the house, ask them to call 911 and urge the dispatcher to notify the FBI.
A virtual kidnapping.
Right. In other words, somebody's calling you or
demanding money
or Zoom or something like that. Demanding money, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Also,
yes.
Be wary of providing financial information to strangers over the phone, obviously.
Right.
Virtual kidnappers often demand a ransom via wire transfer service, cryptocurrency, or the most ridiculous thing, gift cards.
We've had a personal story on that too, haven't
yes,
we?
Yes, yes. A friend of ours just couldn't get out of it. He just kept getting scammed with these gift card things.
Yep. Most importantly, don't trust the voice you hear on the call. If you can't reach a loved one, have a family member, friend, or someone else in the room, try to contact them for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And like we said before, create a family password. If someone calls and says they've kidnapped your child, you can tell them to ask the child for the password. if they'll let you do that.
It's a simple thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we've done a call, I suppose you could say.
The whistle?
The whistle in the stores, yeah, you know.
Particular whistle to locate each other.
To locate each other, right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you got to have something that kind of just ties your family. And a lot of times these passwords, you need to keep them secret if you can, because you don't want just anybody knowing it.
Yes, because somebody can be involved in the...
trafficking, too.
Yeah, yeah. That's in the family, which happens over 50% of the time.
I know.
Trafficking is not usually an outside job. It's usually an inside job, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that's going to do it for our ugly truth, right?
Yes. It was a shorter report, but I didn't want to get us caught up with all those videos, so...
Right, and you can see those videos that are right in line in that article, again, at diggingdeeper.net. And you hear us talk about a lot of different websites with Digging Deeper in it, so I'll go over them real quick before we close out. Diggingdeeper.net is the one with the articles, which is actually accessible right on diggingdeepertv.com, where everything is.
Mm-hmm.
So really, those are the two main to remember. Just remember diggingdeepertv.com. If you go to news from there, it'll actually take you to .net. And we have other media websites as well under the diggingdeepertv.com domain. So just visit that domain and you'll get to all this stuff. Well, I think that's going to do it. Let's wrap it up.
Okie doke.
And thank you for listening to The Ugly Truth, because
they can't stop us, because we're ready to fight, trying to brainwash us. But we won't let freedom die. The whole world's brainwashed.
Everybody pick a team, start a riot in the streets.
The whole world's brainwashed.
It's us against them, and ain't you against me.
The Ugly Truth. Hard to listen to, but impossible to ignore.